Thank you, Chair.
The United States would like to thank you in particular for your work on this roadmap and in organizing and guiding these negotiations. Like the UK, we would like to take a moment to clarify our position on the role of experts. The United States also values the expertise of the legal experts and thinks that they could make a valuable contribution to this process, as they have shown over these last few days. However, the views of these legal experts should not be considered in treaty interpretation. Moreover, we would like to note that the role of the experts should be to provide technical answers consistent with both the 2025 roadmap and also with states' expectations about the participation of independent legal experts. In this regard, we do not think it appropriate for the legal experts to offer their opinions about the goals to be achieved by the treaty or by the particular provisions of the treaty, nor should the experts instruct the states regarding policy outcomes that they might prefer or to instruct specific textual suggestions to that end. We highlight that any such statements by experts concerning the goals of the treaty are not relevant to its eventual interpretation, and in particular to the identification of any eventual treaty's object and purpose. With specific reference to the concept of a human right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment that was outlined by the experts earlier, we would also like to take this opportunity briefly to restate our views for the record, as we did in our explanation of position for UNGA Resolution 76-300. The United States notes that such a right has not yet been established as a matter of customary international law. However, we join others in acknowledging that the adverse effects of climate change and the transformations required to address it can impact individuals' enjoyment of their human rights, and the United States remains open to participating in a state-led process to develop such a right. Thank you.